Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room and those that will be listening on other devices and later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this High Sabbath, March 28, 2026. This is our final part, part 4 of our chapter 31, entitled A Day of Judgment. In our study book, the story of Jesus. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. And dear Brother Dick, if you want us to be able to share the hymn, just to be able to save your voice, you could let us know. The tiny chat hymn to our theme is entitled, The Judgment Has Set, and it's number 416.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action God, the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? The work is begun with those who are sleeping. Soon will the living here be tried. Out of the books of God's remembrance, his decisions to abide. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Oh, how shall we stand that moment of searching, when all our sins those books reveal, when from that court each case decided shall be granted no appeal? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Even in this tone, it sounds pretty good. Praise God. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to ask any of the little ones, elder siblings, mommies or daddies, to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall they labor and do all their work, and the 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect us as we learn something new in the Sabbath time. And please protect the little words and knowledge that we all gain. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. It is story time for all of the precious to be able to learn the lessons that we have in store for them today. So let's have a listening ear, for we are going to have our final part of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment in our storybook, The Story of Jesus. And I will pass it to our dear brother.
The Bible verses for our lessons are taken from the following books, Revelation and Luke, maybe some more. Revelation 3:5, it says, Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thieves never tell you when they're coming either. Luke 21:33-34. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves. Pay attention, lest at any time, your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. Partying. Surfeiting. And cares of this life. That can take in a lot of things. And so that day come upon you unawares. People are building houses and marrying and giving in marriage, Bible says, and doing all sorts of things, and they're not going to be ready. For as a snare, Luke 21:35, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Christ declares, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3:3. Today men are still taken up with eating and drinking, planting, building, marrying and giving in marriage. Merchants are still buying and selling. Men are contending for the highest place. Pleasure lovers are crowding the theaters, horse races, gambling hells. Everywhere excitement prevails. Yet the day of probation is fast closing, and the door of mercy is soon to be forever shut. For us were spoken the Savior's words of warning. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. Luke 21:34. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:36. And this is taken from the story of Jesus, pages 181 and 182, I believe. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the first part of our lesson entitled A Day of Judgment, of our last part 4 in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place there on April 4th, 2026. And remember, little ones, how shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found before Him wanted? Oh, when our sins are washed away. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. And for those in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, and we are going to ask any of the elder children or mommies or daddies or even one of our guests to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the people who are here and the people who are not here. And the people who are listening to the recordings, the people who are on the phone, or on the tablet, or on the TV. Please protect the people who... Please protect the words that we're going to learn. Please protect the new words that we're going to learn, or the words that we're going to be reviewing. Please protect everybody that we know in this Sabbath prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. It is a time for a tiny task, parents and guests, to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topic, Mamas of the Bible. So this Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with our sixth topic entitled Lions, Cubs of our Nature segment, Mamas of Prey, Lions. And our dear brother, Josh, will be the one to share.
God bless you, everyone. Here are our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from Family Bible Lesson, or FBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, Walking on Water. The Bible verses for our nature segment, Lesson 10, entitled Walking on Water, are open scriptures taken from Psalm 89:9, saying, and it reads, Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. And Matthew 14:32-33 says, And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And our memory verse for today is Song of Solomon 4:8. Come with me from Lebanon. My spouse with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinir and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopards. And above the picture, here we must keep our eyes on Jesus. And the character quality of the story is thankfulness versus ingratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited one's life. And today's lesson is the last lesson of all the lessons about the lion. It is lesson number 6, Lion Cubs. Here we have a picture of them. Nature, Lion Cubs. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse. Look from the top of Amana, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopards. Song of Psalm 4:8, a memory verse. At about 3 or 4 years of age, a female lioness mates. She carries the baby in her body for 3.5 months. Then her cubs are born, usually in a thicket. The cubs are blind, toothless, and helpless at birth, and can barely crawl. They weigh about 3 to 5 pounds, 1.4 kilograms each, and have dark spots all over their bodies, which fade in a few months. Cubs are born in groups called litters. There are usually 3 cubs in a litter, but they could be as many as 5. The first few weeks of life in the cubs are hidden in a safe place away from the pride. Then mother brings them to join the family. The lions do not have permanent dens. They move the cubs from one hiding place to another. He hath forsaken his covert as the lion, Jeremiah 25:38. Have you ever seen a domestic cat carry her kittens? That's how Mrs. Lion carries her baby. Like in the pictures below, they have to carry them in their mouths, and they don't have any hands. And their paws would definitely be useless. Yes, they are pregnant for 3.5 months. Continuing, sometimes other animals will try to kill the cubs while the lioness is away hunting. In the pride, all the females care for the young cubs. When one mother is away hunting, the other females feed and watch her young. When all the adults hunt, the cubs are hidden in tall grass or among the rocks. When mother returns from hunting, the cubs greet her with much meowing, rubbing, and excitement. The cubs drink mother's milk until they are about 1.5 months old. The mother leads them to a killed animal to eat. The cub then graduates from a milk-only diet to one that includes meat. It can remind us how baby Christians desire the sincere milk of the word, and then graduate to strong meat, Hebrews 5:14. Little cubs learn to pounce on anything that moves, like a grasshopper or their mother's tail, and by playing with them, they will learn hunting skills they will need later. When they are older, the lionesses teach the youngsters how to hunt. Jesus was trying to teach the disciples to trust in him, as mother lions teach their cubs. When cubs are older, they often lie out in the open waiting for mother to return from hunting. When the cubs are old enough, 18 to 24 months, to hunt for themselves, the lioness has another litter. Lionesses have many very important lessons to teach their young that will save their lives. Jesus was teaching his disciples lessons to help them survive spiritually. A mother lion knows that in time of danger, she must not run and expose herself. Instead, she must freeze instantly to the ground. If a cub does not learn this important lesson and breaks away at an unexpected noise, the mother will immediately pick it up and bring it back again to the exact place where it had started to run. She puts her heavy paw on the cub's back and pushes it to the ground. It must learn to be still. Before it is ready to meet danger, it must first learn obedience and patience. And children, these are the two main character qualities you must learn in order to survive the dangerous time ahead, known as the time of trouble. When it is time for the cubs to go to the forest and learn how to hunt, they must watch motionless as the lioness carefully exaggerates all her movements. The mother lion crouches, then stalks her prey, and finally leaps upon it for the kill. She keeps doing this until the little ones have learned enough to join in the demonstration. Another thing that the mother lion does is to teach her babies to be unafraid of the water. Jesus was teaching his disciples this in a way. So that her babies will become skillful swimmers, the lioness takes them near a pool of water. Then she dips her paw into the water and lets them lick off the drops. Next, she chooses a crossing where there is no danger of crocodiles and enters the swift, shallow water, begging them to follow. It can remind us how Jesus bade Peter come. The young lions must learn cooperation, coordination, speed and wisdom before they grow up. It can remind us of the many qualities the disciples needed to learn from Jesus. Male lions are very patient with playful cubs. The cubs will tug its mane or bat at the black tuft on the end of its tail. A lion's tail is thin, long, and thin, and is used to swat flies away, balance, and say hello to other lions. If a lion swishes its tail rapidly back and forth, he is angry. But babies enjoy chasing it. As the male lion is patient, so Jesus was patient with the disciples. He tried to teach them about faith, thankfulness, and other traits of character they needed. Adam and Eve had control over all the animals while they remained true to God. The lion and the lamb sported peacefully around them, or laid down together at their feet. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 50. God has many beautiful scenes described in the Bible where lions are present. We will enjoy these mammals in the new world. Read Isaiah 11:6-7 and 65:25. And here we have them. It says on the top, remember, before a cub is ready to meet danger, it must first learn obedience and patience. And children, these are the two main character qualities you must learn in order to survive the dangerous time ahead, known as the time of trouble. And here, the lion and the lamb. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, or young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child will lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Isaiah 11:6-7, 65:25. And beneath the picture of the lion with the lamb, and it says again, the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie see Lily down with the goat. Isaiah 11:6. Let's learn the meaning of the three important characters of these words from the Holy Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy to the Law and the Testimony, Isaiah 20. Isaiah 8:20. One is thankfulness, two is obedience, and three, patience. Thankfulness, our main word for the whole study, is our first word. And it's a noun. It means expression of gratitude, acknowledgement of a favor. And definition one is gratitude, a lively sense of good received. The celebration of these holy mysteries being ended, which are with all thankfulness, heart, for having been admitted to that heavenly feast. Below picture of Christ saving Peter from sinking, it says, thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited my life or one's life, as that was our definition from the beginning. Our second word is obedience. Obedience, noun. Latin is obedientia, the obey. Compliance with a command, prohibition, or known law and rule of duty prescribed. The performance of what is required or enjoyed by authority, or the abstaining from what is prohibited, in compliance with the command or prohibition, to constitute obedience. The act or forbearance to act must be in submission to authority. The command must be known to the person, and his compliance must be in consequence of it, or it is not obedience. Obedience is not synonymous with obsequiousness. Obsequiousness, my mistake. The latter often implying meanness or civility, and obedience being merely a proper submission to authority. That which duty requires implies dignity of conduct rather than civility. Obedience may be voluntary or involuntary. Voluntary obedience alone can be acceptable to God. Government must compel the obedience of individuals. Otherwise, who will seek its protection or fear its vengeance? Continuing to obey. Obey, verb tense, Latin obedio, grammar. Definition one is to comply with the commands, orders, or instructions of a superior or with the requirements of law, moral, political, or municipal. To do that which is commanded or required or forbear doing that which is prohibited. Children, obey your parents, or Ephesians 6:1. Servants, obey in all things your masters, Colossians 3:22. He who has learned to obey will know how to command. Definition 2 is to submit to the government of, to be ruled by. All Israel obeyed Solomon, 1 Chronicles 29:23, Daniel 7:27. Definition 3, to submit to the direction or control of. Seamen say the ship will not obey the helm. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Romans 6:12, James 3:3. The final definition 4, to yield to the impulse, power, or operation of, act to obey, stimulus. Relentless time, destroying power from stone and brass, obey. Our third and final word is patience. Patience is a noun. It is how it sounds like, patience. The Latin word for it is patientia, from the patior, to suffer. Definition one is the suffering of afflictions, pain, toil, calamity, provocation, or other evil, with a calm, unruffled temper, endurance without murmuring or fretfulness. Patience may spring from constitutional fortitude, from a kind of heroic pride, or from Christian submission to the divine will. Definition two is a calm temper which bears evils without murmuring or discontent. Definition three is the act or quality of waiting long for justice or expected good without discontent. Have patience with me and I will pay thee all. Matthew 18:26. Definition 4 is perseverance, constancy in labor or exertion. Be alert with patience and with meekness taught. Definition 5 is the quality of bearing offenses and injuries without anger or revenge. His rage was kindled and his patience gone. Definition 6 is sufferance or permission, which is not used. And finally, definition 7, a plant, a species of rumex, of dock. To learn more about our sixth topic, lion cub, life of a lion cub. Well, what is a baby lion called? A baby lion is called a cub. This term is commonly used to describe the offspring of large cats, including lions, leopards, and tigers. Lion cubs are sometimes also referred to as whelps or lioness, though cub is the most widely recognized term. These young lions begin life as vulnerable and dependent creatures, growing to the majestic animals we associate with the species. The birth of a lion cub. Lion cubs are born after a gestation period of approximately 110 days. The mother, or lioness, gives birth in a secluded den, hidden from predators and even her pride. Litters typically range from 1 to 4 cubs, although larger litters of up to 6 have been recorded. Information on baby lions, a journey into the life of lion cubs. Sorry. Continuing the birth of a lion cub. At birth, lion cubs are blind, helpless, and weigh about 1.5 kilograms, or 3 pounds. They rely entirely on their mother for warmth, protection, and nourishment. Their tiny spotted coats resemble those of leopards, offering camouflage in the wild. These spots fade as they grow older, leaving them with the golden brown coats iconic to adult lions. Early days, blind, helpless, and vulnerable. The first weeks of a lion's cub's life are perilous. Cubs open their eyes about 7 to 10 days after birth, begin to crawl within a few days, and walk after 2 to 3 weeks, depend exclusively on their mother's milk for the first 6 to 8 weeks. Lionesses frequently relocate their cubs to new dens every few days to avoid predators like hyenas, leopards, and snakes. The lioness carries her cubs gently by the scruff of their necks during these moves. Introducing cubs to the pride. When lion cubs reach around 8 weeks of age, their mother introduces them to the pride. This marks a significant milestone. The cubs begin socializing with other pride members, including siblings and unrelated cubs. They start observing pride dynamics and learn the hierarchy. In the pride, communal care is common. Lionesses often nurse each other's cubs, ensuring better survival rates for the group's offspring. Development play, building skills for survival. In conclusion, lion cubs grow rapidly and begin to display playful behaviors early. Play is essential for their development. Cubs engage in mock fights, chasing and pouncing, which help them develop hunting and coordination skills. They imitate adult behaviors such as stalking prey through observation and trial. By the time they are 3 months old, cubs begin eating meat, supplementing their diet of milk. They are gradually weaned off milk by 6 to 7 months of age. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, in our review, we'll learn more about our sixth topic, lion cubs. And our closing hymn for our toddler studies entitled, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. If anyone wants to sing a verse, go right ahead.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above.
Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims, our wants, our comforts and our fears.
We share our mutual woe, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear.
When we are called to part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
Next week we review the first part of our part four final lesson titled A Day of Judgment in our study book, The Story of Jesus. Now for our closing prayer. A request for one of the little ones or mommies, daddies, or guests to give prayer. Level up.
We bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name, Father Jesus. Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. Be with us, Father Jesus, as we continue in this Sabbath day. We thank you for all the beautiful lessons of the animals in nature and such a beautiful topic of the lions. I think everybody loves lions and to see how beautiful and majestic they are. Father Jesus, we continue to pray for your mercies in this Sabbath day that you take us into the other sections of the studies, and thank you for this high Sabbath as well. Bless and keep us. Be with the speakers in the other sections. Bless and keep them and provide the word that they will speak. Be with all the little ones and anyone that is not feeling well today. Put your healing hands upon them, Father Jesus, and that they may recover to full health at this time. Bless each and every one of us here in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be a review of our chapter 31 entitled A Day of Judgment, Part 4. May you have a blessed rest of this high Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.